You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we head toward the midterm elections in November, we're having a series of short conversations with statewide candidates to drill down on a single issue. This time, Medicaid and the Healthy Michigan Plan. Last week, we heard what Republican Bill Schuette and Democrat Gretchen Whitmer had to say on the topic. With us now, the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate, Bill Gelineau. Bill, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Glad I could be here.
The Trump administration has made it such a top priority to end the Affordable Care Act. What is your position on that?
Well, you know, I've said in the past that I would not have designed it the way it is, but I think that the energy and efforts that made it come about in the first place certainly have purposes. Unfortunately, we've spent an awful lot of time on who's going to pay for it rather than the actual cost drivers. What is the behaviors or what are the things that we could change that would make healthcare less expensive in the first place?
And certainly Healthy Michigan is the expansion of Medicaid in our state that happened under the ACA. We've got some 650,000 people, more than that actually, enrolled. And Governor Snyder is asking the federal government for a waiver to allow the state to implement a work requirement for able-bodied adults who get coverage through Healthy Michigan. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's an ill-conceived addition. I supported Governor Snyder's original idea here, which was to expand and make sure that people are getting that primary coverage. I think it's really vital. But I think that this effort by the Republican Party in particular to take away coverage when people are unable to work, I think it's just ill-conceived.
So what changes would you like to see made with Healthy Michigan if you become governor?
Probably the biggest one is I'd like to have us address what are called certificates of need. This is really a cost driver in the system that hasn't been looked at very much, and that is a board having to approve certain types of equipment, and it really drives up costs by driving out competition. And so that is probably the first thing that we would want to try to address. And then further, you know, we want to talk about Medicaid when we can.
Yes, well, let's go ahead and talk about Medicaid, and you've got a program that you are taking the wraps off today.
I am, and it is something that I think folks may not know, that over 40% of the children born in Michigan each year have been born and paid for by the Medicaid system. So we are unwrapping on our website, which is cometogethermichigan.org, a program that we're calling My Way Forward, M-I Way Forward, or 23 for Me, where we're going to provide actual direct payments to young girls who are willing to commit themselves to a plan year by year to hold off having children until they're 23 years of age, where they're going to be in a better position to be a successful parent.
And where would that subsidy money come from?
My initial thought here is to run what's called a waiver program with the Medicare system out of Title 42, which is the payment structure from the federal government. And our idea is to do a pilot 5,000-person plan to see if we can actually encourage this positive behavior. And we think there's three really good reasons to do this. Number one is it's been shown with much social science that girls who have babies when they're still teenagers or very young 20s have a much greater likelihood of having difficulty and moving forward and being caught in the social welfare net. We want to encourage them to increase their education and to be simply more mature. The second thing is that a program like this, we believe, is going to reduce long-term expenses in Medicare, Medicaid, and other social welfare programs. And the third thing that I think is the most important is we really believe that we are the social justice warriors in this race. There are so many government programs that support middle and upper middle class people. One quick example is the subsidies that go to universities on a per student basis, $5,500 last year. And that kind of money obviously helps support people that are more often coming from good socioeconomic backgrounds rather than those that struggle to even get into college in the first place.
How much are you proposing that young woman would be paid for every year she doesn't have a child?
Well, it's actually a sliding scale, starting at $2,000 during that first year, and then moving all the way up to the final year, and they're 23 years old, they're going to get $7,000. It actually is a $27,000 program for someone who completes the program. And there's additional benefits that involve Michigan income tax credits. We want to make it, we want to say really strongly that we're not trying to get rid of the poor. We're trying to give people an opportunity to move forward. And they would get these additional benefits only if they stayed in Michigan. You know, one of the concerns we have about education now is young people graduating and moving out of the state. This is our way of saying we'd like you to stay. And the final benefit is an automatic qualification with MISHTA for down payment assistance on a home.
Okay. So you really want to make this something that can launch them into adulthood.
Absolutely. And I just think so many of our programs are targeted with, you know, behavior-related goodness. But unfortunately, a lot of folks that are in poverty are not able to access those programs. I think this is something where, you know, I call this my Nixon goes to China moment. Only a libertarian could propose that we actually give money to people to do a good thing. And I don't shy away from the fact that as a libertarian, you know, I don't believe that my social engineering is more beneficial than Republican or Democratic social engineering, except that we believe this will work.
I want to shift over. ACA critics, including your opponent, Bill Schuette, say they believe the federal government will eventually withdraw support, i.e. dollars, for Healthy Michigan, for the Medicaid expansion. He believes Michigan's taxpayers will ultimately be on the hook for the entire bill. How concerned are you about that?
Well, I think there's some legitimate discussion to be had on that. You know, it's typical that these programs are kind of done with carrots and sticks. And I think what's most important is that we focus on actual costs. This is the same conversation we have when we're talking about auto insurance. Too often we pick up on who's just going to pay the bill, as opposed to what can we do to bend the curve to actually be more healthy or to have less cost in the system. And so I think what we would like to see proposed is a lot of different ideas that would encourage positive behavior. And that in and of itself helps ensure that these programs that are funded by the federal government don't need to have as much money in them.
And finally, as you're out on the campaign trail, Bill Gelinow, what are you hearing? Where do you think health care and health insurance rank in voters' concerns?
I think it's really high. When I've talked to groups, and I've talked to hundreds of them, I hear a lot about their access to that. And it certainly has provided me some unique perspectives. I think we need to do a lot more listening to each other. And as I've gone and done that, I've been very pleased to find out that maybe there's some things that I hadn't thought about. And so I'm using that to learn and to become the best candidate I can.
Bill Gelinow, Libertarian candidate for the governor of Michigan. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Glad I could be here. Thank you.